Welcome to Conrad's Corner, and welcome to Ed Davis, a local poet from Yellow Springs, whose qualification for talking about poetry is background at Sinclair.
Thank you so much, Conrad, for having me. Yes, I've been at Sinclair Community College going on something like 32 years now, and I've taught mostly composition. I've never taught poetry, but I've written a lot of poems while teaching there.
And you have a chapbook called Healing Arts that is about all different kinds of healing arts.
It is. What happened was, it was not an intentional thing, but over the years I had written a lot of poems about music and doctors and Tai Chi and things, and they all seem to equal a book about healing.
Yes, also dance and sports and poetry. So let's pick out a couple poems that have to do with these various healing arts. You have one called Bone Man.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I went to, first time I ever went to a D.O. who used, manipulation.
And a D.O. is?
Is a doctor of osteopathy. All right, and that inspired Bone Man. Stressed out refugee from civilization, I arrived at his office a nutcase of fidgety twitches and drum-taut muscles. After probing my shoulders with a masseur's sure hands, he shaped me lying on my side into a fetal donut and began his healing that depends not on cutting or drugs, but just touch. Molding my limbs into loose branches, he grasped me with tentacle arms, his voice a soothing growl. Seizing my splayed arms, he strode in closer and jerked with all he had. Bones cracked and ground into places from where they'd slipped, sagged or been wrenched by the life I too often wear like a noose. "Just relax," he crooned, and I did, his paunch against my upper chest. When he locked his arms around my head, I wondered, will he break my neck? Then with a gnashing, my neck popped, and freed, my soul fled its bone cage coop. As I righted myself, he grinned, said I'd feel inexplicably euphoric for a few days. Sore, but looser for our brief tryst, I strolled out into May sunshine, reeking of my D.O.'s sweat and cologne, feeling like one just well-loved.
And you felt healed?
Well, somewhat at least, yes.
You also deal with dance as one of the healing arts. I've been a square dancer, and I've seen a lot of cloggers, and you have one about a clogger that I'd like to hear.
Well, all right, Conrad. This one is, the title was inspired by the class I was teaching at the time when this clogger showed up and performed while she lectured simultaneously, and I just took notes, and it resulted in this poem called Humanities 297, Appalachian Folklore. There's a clogger in class, cast a glance at fleet feet as she Appalachian ambles across the screen door floor. Fiddle wheedles, wood sings, notes cockadoodle float while she flits, skirts kick, heels hammer, clamber, clack. Hambone, juba pat, double tap toe, soles slap thunder as she Charlestons down rows to stand stiff-fisted, clomper rigid Irish jig. Indian stomp, swan walk, buck dance slow. Your body's a drum, she cried, so we ham-boned with her, watched her rabbit skip back. Toe out, toe in, click heels and halt. Drag a foot forward, smooth as just churned cream, still ticking time to the wheezy fiddler's squall, then stop like a pulled stump, roots torn loose at last.
Thank you, Ed. I like the sounds. I like the images. I especially like the alliteration and the onomatopoeia, those wonderful sounds. And I like those so much I'd like to read one of my own.
Please do so.
You have one called He Could Write. It's for Robert Pashel, who is another local Yellow Springs poet who has been interviewed here and whose poetry I read from time to time. It's called He Could Write. Man, that dude could write. Slap dashes, carve clauses, and frame phrases glib as Gettysburg Address. He could exclaim for days, disclose, aver, utter, blurt, confabulate, assert, subjunctify, testify, and expostulate, hyphenate, punctuate, coordinate, process prose to make Moses landfill those meager tablets in shame, alphabet rivered from his pen in a rush, relentless as bats unsprung from a cave, verbs awail, diphthongs skittering, prepositions proliferating shamelessly, locomotive prose shunting recalcitrant noun clauses like one-wheeled buckboards, sentences careening from line to line. His page became a veritable word-bird cage, syllables gaggling into paragraphs, every shade and shape of feather, cunning beaked, hell-bent for meaning, damn the torpid drones, full ink ahead. Yes, that dude could flat-gab in manuscript, tango with lingo, wordplay his way straight into your heart, gyrate, pontificate, then, dipping, rip out the page, false start, and begin his word wooing all over.
Whoa, well read, Conrad.
Ain't that wonderful? It's a wonderful poem, Ed. And I think you have one of your own about yourself as poet.
Well, I do. I often write autobiographically, and I like to tramp in the woods. And I was out in Glen Helen one day, apparently a little preoccupied with something, and I wrote this poem. The title is Flummoxed and Fretful, the Blind Poet is Bludgeoned Gumptionless, Stumbles, Awakens, is Blessed, Walks On. Hiking, head down, lost within inner syntax, blind to pine woods and sky, I was in mid-qualifier in a letter to a friend, when, whack, I was on my butt in the mud, gazing up at the sharp tree carcass leaning into the path like God's own fool swatter. I squinched eyes shut against pain, back flashed to impact, saw myself fold in slow-mo, muscles melting, gravity ungripping, dignity disintegrating, body a rag bag of frets and bones. I laughed out loud. Why not? God had whopped me with what lay handy. Rising on newborn lamb legs, I marveled how the world had turned truer. Sky, sandstone a moment ago, bluer. Leaves and boulder, brighter relief. My trust in trees become belief.
Thank you, Ed. I find your poetry a marvelous mixture of the conventional and the more modern free verse form. You've got both there, and they are both good.
Thank you, sir. I liked your alliteration as well.
And thank you, Ed Davis.